Now we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to be learning about saying that evening Shema and the way they used to do it in the ancient days. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotam v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, so we did our Mishnah about when you say the evening Shema. And the reason they start out with evening Shema, right, is because the Jewish day begins at night. And that's because in the story of Genesis, right, they say there was evening, there was morning the first day, right? If they had said there was morning and there was evening, well, then our days would start at night. But that's not what it says. So our days begin in the evening. Okay, so now we get into the commentary to the Mishnah. Okay, so they cite us our line, Me'e Matai Kareen Et Shema Me'aravit V'Gomer. So from when do we recite the evening Shema? Okay. Anan Taninan. So we learn, Misha Asha Kohanim Nichnasin Lochal B'Trumatan. Okay, so from the time that the priests are eating their truma, which, as we said yesterday, right, is... the sun goes down, they go to the mikveh, they come home. So it's definitely evening has fallen. All right. Tanei Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya learns. Misha'a, Shederach b'nei Adam niknasim le'echol pitan v'leil Shabbat. From the time that a person goes into his house to eat his bread on Friday night. First of all, I want you to just take a breath and look at this and go, wow, we're actually commenting on the Mishnah. We're not going off into weird thickets full of things the way we were in Bavli. We're just actually commenting on Mishnah. That in itself is a Shehechianu. But the second thing that I'd like you to notice is that the Mishnah talks about the priests and the temple. And that's not a system that's really working anymore. And God bless the Yerushalmi, it says, hey, you know, that was great for the Mishnah, but the temple has not been rebuilt. It's around 300. It hasn't been rebuilt. It doesn't look like it's going to be rebuilt. So we need to base this not on the priests, but on what actual people do so that they have some guideline for how to recite the Shema. So they're saying, no, who cares about priests and the Truma? When do you eat dinner on Friday night? Okay. V'tanei Allah. And they teach about this. Krovim divrehen lihiyot shavim. Well, both of those opinions, whether it's that business with the preceding Truma or it's the people coming into their houses to eat on Friday night, that's they're basically the same time. Okay? Etachame, come and see. Now notice we've moved into Aramaic, which is a signal we're in a later layer. So this is that late layer of editing that you find so much of in Bavli. Some people say that it doesn't happen in Yerushalmi, but you can see it right here. It's happening. Okay? Misha Asha Kohanim Niknasin Lochal B'Trumatan, from the time when the priests come in to eat their truma, Yamam Mahu V'im Kochavayahu. This is the end of the day, and it is the same moment as the stars appear. Misha Asha Derech B'nei Adam Le'echol Pitan B'Leile Shabbat. Okay, so when is this moment of the time when people come in to eat their Shabbat meal? Sha'a v'tarte leil yahu. It's an hour or two into the night. Okay, they're saying it's a little bit later than that first opinion. V'at amar krovim divrehen lahiyot shavim. Wait a minute, why are you saying those two times are about the same? There's a couple of hours difference between the two of them. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, Tiftor v'ilein pufranaya dekityahu. Rather, interpret it as referring to the inhabitants of the little towns, the little shtetls. The orchehen, because they abandon mistaka adahu yamama. They abandon the roads and they come home while it is still day. The overwhelming culture in the ancient Near East was that people simply did not go out at night. It was considered dangerous, and it was the time when the evil spirits were out, and you just were tempting fate. So you didn't go out at night. So you really made an attempt to get home in time for Friday night dinner. Ditzdilon mikame hevata, because at night they were in danger of being ambushed by wild animals. All right. So that's how they solve the problem. They're really saying, nope, those two things are the same. Those two times are pretty much the same time. The time that the priests eat truma and this time when people eat on Friday night. Okay. Now we learn a related view. Tane, we learn. Hakore kodam lechein lo yatza yidei chovito. All right. Somebody who recites the Shema before that time. For example, the sun has gone down below the horizon, but it's still light. It's still day, right? If you recite your evening Shema before then, that's not really reciting the evening Shema. Imkein lama korin ota bevet ha-kineset. Well, in that case, why do we say it at the synagogue? Amar Rabbi Yosei, ein korin ota bevet ha-kineset bishvil latzeit yedei chovato. You don't recite it at the synagogue to fulfill your obligation. Okay? Ele kedei la'amod bitfila mitoch devar shel Torah. Only you do it in order to stand for the Amida, the prayer that begins with Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, that one, from a spiritual point of having studied some text first. So what they're saying is, you can go ahead and say it in the synagogue, and evidently people did, but that's not really fulfilling your evening Shema. Interesting. So right there, right in the very, very beginning here, what you start to see right away is that the sages have their opinions, but it's not really having an effect on how people behave. A feeling I'm sure that modern rabbis everywhere can sympathize with. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.